Imagine looking at someone's career path. And I mean, on the surface, it just seems like this collection of really diverse, maybe even kind of random experiences.
Right, like worlds apart sometimes.
Exactly. But then you hear the person themselves say, "See if you can see the thread that pulls it all together."
Ah, okay. So that's the challenge.
That's our mission to this deep dive,
Yeah.
yeah.
And the source is his narrative on renoweb.net.
That's the one. It outlines, well, decades of experience,
Yeah.
sales, marketing, comms, and obviously video production too.
It sounds like a deep dive into the philosophy behind, as you said, a really eclectic career.
It is.
So we'll be looking at how this wide range of business challenges and solutions from all sorts of industries, how that shaped his unique way of approaching communication, marketing, problem solving.
So not just a list of jobs then.
No, definitely not. It kind of challenges that traditional view of what expertise even looks like and how you build it.
Right. So what's in it for you, listening in? Well, we'll be trying to pull out the core insights from Reno's journey to show how experiences that seem totally disconnected can actually forge a really effective, really unique professional identity, especially in fields like marketing, communication, where things change so fast.
Think of it maybe as a master class in adapting.
So his journey starts by basically throwing the whole idea of a straight career path out the window.
Doesn't it just?
Right out of high school, and shortly after, he's working in a restaurant, a jewelry store, even a collection agency, and for a bankruptcy trustee.
Wow, okay.
Plus, his dad owned a motel, and he started a small mail order thing with his mom, buying and selling odd lots at flea markets.
That is quite the mix for a young person.
It really is. So what was it about these early, almost accidental business ventures that sort of laid the groundwork for his approach later on, that adaptability?
It's fascinating, actually, because he seems to see those early jobs, the ones that look disconnected, he sees them as foundational training, not detours.
Interesting way to put it.
Like, he spent a year in an automotive parts warehouse. And he talks about learning valuable lessons there about how goods move, multi-level sales structures, that kind of thing.
Stuff you wouldn't normally connect to, say, marketing consultancy later.
Exactly. And it's not just a personal story. He makes a case for like intentional cross-training through varied early experiences.
Intentional cross-training. I like that.
The insight seems clear. Those foundational lessons, even from jobs that aren't on a specific career path, they build this versatile problem-solving toolkit. And Reno says it himself, these experiences made him a big advocate for youth employment, encouraging young people to take jobs that aren't necessarily career path oriented.
And he really underlines why this matters, doesn't he? He says, there's so much to learn from being around a variety of people and having glimpses into diverse industries.
Yeah.
And then the key part, if you are able to synthesize your observations into general concepts and life lessons, I guarantee you will draw upon them the rest of your life.
That's a really powerful statement, isn't it? About the value of just broad experience.
Absolutely. How do you see that playing out in his own personality, his work style?
Well, he actually says his own personality requires diverse input with varied activity,
Okay.
which seems to be why he can shift so easily from, say, consulting with a solopreneur, a one-person business, to producing really complex communication stuff for much bigger organizations.
Right, that makes sense.
That early exposure, it clearly laid the groundwork for an adaptable approach, one that doesn't pigeonhole him into just one industry or one function. He wasn't just learning skills, he was kind of cultivating a mindset.
Okay, this seems like a good point to talk about a pivotal moment, this sort of serendipitous stumble into his first big entrepreneurial venture. He was 25.
Yeah, at 25, he started a business with two friends, designing and manufacturing a boutique apparel line.
Right. And what was it about that venture, the clothing business, that really crystallized his approach?
Well, what makes it so impactful, I think, is how it basically forced him to become a jack of all trades in business, a real polymath.
How so?
Think about it. Securing capital, managing the entire supply chain design, manufacturing, warehousing, distribution, sales, marketing, credit, overall management.
Wow, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. He got this incredibly holistic understanding of how every single piece of a business fits together, often learned the hard way, as he points out.
Okay.
And that comprehensive exposure, that became the bedrock for his future problem solving across all sorts of fields. He reflects that hardly a day goes by that I do not draw on something I learned the hard way, during this period in my life.
You can see how that would fuel what he calls his addiction to problem solving.
Definitely.
So he went from designing apparel that ended up in big places like Macy's and Bloomingdale's to then pivoting into promotional products.
Yeah.
How did that shift happen? What did that add?
Well, the story goes he secured this huge order for a major spaghetti sauce brand.
Okay.
And that seems to have really pivoted his focus towards helping other entrepreneurs promote their brands.
Ah, okay. Helping others promote.
And that shift naturally brought his love for video production into the mix. He partnered with a Chicago video production company.
Right.
And even moonlighted, get this, at a Spanish language TV station's electronic news gathering team.
Their ENG crew. Like yeah. Field reporting.
Yeah, their camera crew, field yeah. reporting, just to get broadcast experience on the side.
That shows real dedication. And again, that adaptability.
It really highlights the iterative nature of his career, doesn't it? One opportunity just leads to another, often by applying lessons from something totally different that came before.
So the promotional product side deepened his knowledge of computer graphics, printing, all that marketing stuff.
Vital for marketing, yeah. And then the on-the-job broadcast training gave him this crash course in video.
It all seems to circle back to his core theme of finding the right communications media to engage prospects.
Precisely.
And then his curiosity took him somewhere else again, publishing. He worked as a marketing consultant for a hospital's urology department.
Yeah, Major Children's Hospital in Chicago. He helped them write a best-selling book.
Okay.
And that experience apparently inspired him to write his own book, Turn Your Business Card into Business, which, characteristically, he later repurposed as an online video course.
Of course he did. How did he leverage all that publishing experience?
Yeah.
What did it show about his knack for spotting market needs?
Well, he definitely didn't just stop at his own book. He's content edited, contributed to several others,
right.
helped lots of authors with promotion and marketing, produced nearly 100 book video trailers.
100? Wow.
And even several audiobooks. He set up authorsbroadcast.com, produced a monthly Chicago cable TV show all about new books and authors.
Okay, so he saw a need there.
Exactly. The insight seems to be how he identifies this specific gap in the market, okay. authors struggling with promotion, and then he just applies his diverse skill set, you know, writing, video, marketing, to fill that gap.
It's a perfect example of that problem-solving addiction in action, isn't it? Find a gap, deploy a multifaceted solution.
Absolutely.
What's intriguing, though, is his shift then into the pharmaceutical and hospitality sectors. I mean, how did he keep applying that core philosophy, finding the right communications media in such different highly regulated environments?
Well, for several years, he was managing on-site events for nearly every major pharmaceutical company. We're talking medical dinner meetings, multi-day symposiums.
High-stakes stuff.
Very. And that experience led him to design a popular sales training program. He ended up conducting that for basically every major hotel brand across the country. Hyatt, Hilton, Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton.
Okay, quite the list.
But then, in 2002, during the SARS outbreak, you see that adaptability kick in again. Necessity becomes the mother of invention, right?
How so?
Concerned about travel, he quickly put together an early version of an online webinar for a hotel client up in Toronto.
Early webinar?
Yeah.
Back in 2002.
Yeah. It perfectly exemplifies that adaptive expert idea we talked about.
Yeah.
Reno didn't just manage events. A crisis hits, like SARS, and he innovates. He develops an early webinar solution.
Hmm. That really does raise a crucial question for you, this thing right now. In your own industry, how are you anticipating disruptions? Are you proactively developing new ways to communicate or solve problems before you absolutely have to?
It's a good question to ask yourself.
What's also remarkable about Reno's approach is how he consistently scales his insights. He takes these high-level strategies from huge global corporations mm-hmm. and then translates them to empower, like local mom-and-pop businesses.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, taking lessons from those big hotel chains and making promotional videos for about 100 smaller places, like inns in Door County, Wisconsin.
Exactly. And his work over 10 years with one travel industry client, developing this really robust online local tourist directory.
I remember reading about that.
It generated over $1 million in revenue, plus a mobile app, a Chicago cable TV show connected to it.
It really shows the universal applicability of his framework, doesn't it? Doesn't matter the client size.
It seems not. And he also worked on an online video training series for a client's proprietary database, helped them grow from basically zero to over $1 million in revenue before they sold the business successfully.
So that highlights his impact as more of a general business consultant, too, way beyond just marketing.
For sure.
And his experiences aren't just confined to the typical business world either. Through his wife, who's a piano teacher, he's had this 25-year relationship as a marketing consultant to a piano music publisher. Worked on music videos, too.
Yeah.
But his work with a Chicago not-for-profit organization seems to really encapsulate the sheer breadth of his abilities. What was so unique there?
Well, beyond the traditional marketing stuff like brochures and website graphics, he dove right into operational problem solving.
Like what?
He helps their preschool teachers produce about 50 short video lessons they could use during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, very practical.
And here's where that problem solving addiction, as he calls it, really shines. He acted as a project manager for rehabilitating the outside of one of their buildings using reclaimed slate roofing tiles.
Reclaimed slate, okay.
And reconstructing an environmentally friendly parking lot.
Wow, that's not marketing.
Not even close. It's such a powerful demonstration that his core skill really is problem solving, adaptable problem solving, and it just transcends industries.
It really seems like there's nothing he shies away from. It's fascinating, too, how his childhood experience, he was a professional actor, right? Member of Actors Equity by age 10?
Yeah, that's right.
How that actually informs his current video production work. He says he enjoys working within a prescribed area, whether it is a stage, a store window, camera lens, or video frame.
That connection is interesting, isn't it?
How does that early performance background really connect to this incredibly diverse career?
Well, that early training in performance and understanding visual space, it seems to translate directly into his adult work in visual marketing and video production.
Makes sense.
It's not just about the technical skills, perhaps, but maybe an innate understanding of presentation, framing, how to communicate effectively within those defined spaces you mentioned.
Mm.
And his other interests just underscore this cross-pollination of skills even more. His involvement with all sorts of community organizations, National Runaway Switchboard, Toastmasters, it shows this deep engagement with different people, different challenges, building communication, leadership abilities along the way.
And then there's his music, playing guitar, singing folk songs. And get this, learning and performing a Chinese folk tune in Mandarin.
In Mandarin.
Yeah, apparently at a local Asian event, somebody challenged him. Plus, his COVID-19 awareness parody song got broadcast on cable TV over 500 times.
Okay, these are definitely not your typical resume builders, are they?
Not at all.
No, they certainly aren't. And maybe that's precisely the point. I mean, it raises an important question for you, the listener. How many people can credibly tick all these boxes?
Right.
Learned about multi-level sales from an auto parts warehouse, launched a clothing line featured in Playboy, pioneered webinars during SARS, helped a nonprofit rehab a building with reclaimed slate, and performed a Chinese folk song in Mandarin.
It's an incredible list.
His varied interests just reinforce his core belief that diverse input with varied activity is absolutely key. He really seems to exemplify the value of synthesizing observations from every corner of life, demonstrating how even hobbies, community involvement, they can forge unique professional strengths.
So we've journeyed through Reno Lovison's incredibly varied career. I mean, from those early ventures in retail, manufacturing Remember the products featured in Playboy and on sitcoms.
Yeah, the apparel line.
And pioneering webinars during SARS, producing hundreds of book trailers, even managing the rehab of that nonprofit building with reclaimed slate.
Quite the ride.
The common thread, as we've hopefully shown, seems to be his unwavering interest in visual marketing, that self-professed addiction to problem solving, and his passion for helping clients tell their stories through, well, the right communications media.
Yeah.
His ability to connect the dots,
yeah,
to synthesize observations from literally everywhere, an automotive parts warehouse, a major children's hospital, into these general concepts is, well, it's truly remarkable.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Reno's story is just such a powerful testament to the value of that diverse input, that varied activity. He says, and it's worth repeating, if you are able to synthesize your observations into general concepts and life lessons, I guarantee you will draw upon them the rest of your life. So this really raises an important question for you. Beyond the jobs that look like they're on a clear career path, what seemingly random experiences in your own life, maybe from youth employment, hobbies, community stuff like playing guitar and singing folk songs, or maybe performing a Chinese folk tune in Mandarin, who knows?
Uh-huh.
Have those experiences provided unique insights, problem-solving skills, maybe communication abilities that you might not be consciously leveraging right now?
Mm-hmm.
How might intentionally seeking out such diverse inputs actually enrich your own understanding and effectiveness?
A truly fascinating look then at how a really broad spectrum of life and work experiences can coalesce, can come together into a powerful, adaptable expertise. We hope this deep dive has given you plenty to think about.